Okay, so Siman Pei, going through Hilchos Shabbos. Rapid fire Hilchos Shabbos thing. So Memvav's continuing with knots where we left off yesterday. Kesher a knot that it's also to make. Kesher kazeh asurim gamkin. You're also not allowed to untie it. If you're not allowed to tie it, you're not allowed to untie it. Makam tzar, and if there's pain, yesh lahater al yidei akum. And you're allowed to untie a knot with a guy. Meaning if you, I guess you can't get off your shoe or clothing and you have to untie it, so you can get a guy to untie it. Mem Zion. Derech HaChayotim, it's the derech of tailors. Before they actually sew up the beged, what they do is they sort of loosely connect it with like a wider stitch. Just imagine just to lot align both pieces of clothing that they're sewing. And then they remove those stitches after they sew it together in the right way. So also Shabbos, those can't be removed on Shabbos because that's makabe patish, like I think we already mentioned a few days ago, like those strings that hold the pockets together in new suits, or the flaps the flaps of the jackets. If you have clothing that you normally put a strap into them, sort of like shoes to put in laces, like pants, shoes, or shirts, like sweatshirts, you have the string. If it's a brand new bag, also you're not allowed to put in these strings because you're fixing the clothing. Will be yashan, and if it's old, imein hanekev. So if the opening is not very small, it's not difficult to put it in there. Mutter, it's mutter. And if there is a tircha, then it's also right. So that's no putting in new shoelaces. Sometimes some stitches get ruined and they separate from each other. The way to get them together is just you pull on the string, and you pull on the string that's sewn with it, and they get connected. Also, lasses can be Shabbos. You can't do that Shabbos from the havi toifer because that's considered like sewing, even though you're not actually sewing anything. You're just pulling a string that was already sewn. Nun, you have pieces of paper. This is it happened a lot with a bencher. You have a bencher that got stuck together with water or food. So if it sticks together without kavana, sometimes it happens with svarim because of the ink that the person binding it. Sometimes puts ink there, or somehow some wax connects them. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to open them. That's because it wasn't done on purpose. But if the book comes back from the printer and the papers were originally printed together, and that's not symbol because you're actually making it into a usable book. So it's only if the stuff came later. Fine. Let's say you have utensils that you put a cloth around the outside and you tied it up with a string. You're allowed to tear them on Shabbos. Shazel makalkel, that's considered destruction. Mutter l'tzayrach Shabbos, and it is mutter l'tzayrach Shabbos. Nun beis. Also, lotzud shum bal chai b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to trap any bal chai on Shabbos. Afilu parash also l'tzayrach. Even a fly, you're not allowed to grab. Va'ach imhi al guf ha'odem v'katzta. But if it's on the person's body and it's biting him, mishum tzara de gufa, because of the tzar of the guf, mutter l'tzayrach, you pick it up and throw it away. Because it's a derabbanon. The reason why it's a derabbanon is only nisa deraisa to trap living things that are normally trapped. Like for people trap them either as pets or trap them to eat them. But flies are not normally trapped, and bees, etc. Those things are not normally trapped. So it's a derabbanon. So if you have tsar, you're allowed to do a derabbanon. I will also lahargo, but you're not allowed to kill it. You also larak shum bal chai. You are not allowed to kill any bal chai. Ah, hakinim, and now this is one of the biggest controversies of science versus halacha. If you have kinim, which halacha says came from sweat, and dirt, which means it's spontaneous generation. That's what it's called in biology, meaning it doesn't have a father and a mother. Since they only come from Zeya, then those are mutar lahargan, those you're allowed to kill. Now he says in parentheses, the ones that are on the clothing, you shouldn't kill them. You should take them off. So, but that's because it's going with what the halacha says, which is that there's something called spontaneous generation. That's what halacha says. Science denies that there's such a thing as spontaneous generation. So there's ways, the basic way that the Pesukim can try and mix together spontaneous generation and this halacha is basically because according to halacha, anything that's not visible to the eye doesn't exist. So these eggs, when they're laid by their parents, don't exist at all, according to halacha, because they're not even visible. So mamela, once they become visible, that's considered like they are, they were just created, so they were created without parents. Not so simple, but that is the background to that halacha. Okay, nun gimel, yeshizar, because she writes a list on teva. There are those that are careful that want to close up a box. Let's say that it has flies in the box. And you know, when you close up the box, then you're going to end up trapping them. Like sometimes you can have that where you have a fly against a screen and you shut the glass window. And now you just trap the fly. So there are those that are careful not to do that. Because they're going to get trapped there. You don't have to check it. And if you want to close a glass window, you don't have to go checking to see if there's any flies there. If you happen to see flies, so then, you know, push them away and then close the window. But you don't have to make yourself crazy. You're not allowed to cause anything to bleed. Even if you're bleeding from between your teeth, you're not allowed to suck on it. You can't put onto a maka retiya hamitziya dam velecha, some sort of bandage that's going to bring out the blood, draw out the blood or pus. Mikoshkin to also litrigas a maka. Koshkin, it's also to press on a maka, lahitzi dam, to take out the blood, ailecha or lecha. Alright, because it's for bleeding, it's like shrita. And for squeezing out the pus is dash. Alright. Fine. Ayin l'kamon, zimit tzadi aleph, sif yud aleph. We will discuss it a little bit more in the next simit. Fine. Nun hei, tzitzin shein kimin ritzuas dakas. This is very common. You have these little pieces of skin, like the little skin strings that come out from the skin. Me'ara etzva sovav atziparin, from the skin that's around the nails. Also lasirun, you are not allowed to take those off on Shabbos. Bein b'kli, bein b'yad, bein b'shinayim. Whether it's with a kli, whether it's with your hand, whether it's with your teeth. Why? Because it's geizes. So to do it with a shina is a darabana. Same thing with the lips. Pitziparin shenivish rubai v'karavli nosik, but a fingernail that's mostly detached and it's about to come off a mitzairah and it's causing tzar, mutal asira b'yad, that you are allowed to remove with the hand. Have a loy b'kli, but not with the kli, because with a kli, it's the regular way. But you do it with a shinoi. If you do it with your fingers, so then that's a shinoi. And since it's most of the way off, so therefore it's considered like it's detached already. Vimlai perish rubai, also lasira. But if the majority is not already separated, then it's also to remove it, afilu b'yad, even with your hand. You're not allowed to pour other liquids into vinegar so that the vinegar should grow. Because that's also going to make it into vinegar, which we already discussed a couple days ago, that you're not allowed to. That's like pickling on Shabbos. Now, for Nun Zion, also needs a little background that meat has to be salted. If it's not salted within 3 days, then it's no good. All right? So what happens if it's the Shabbos is the third day, and if you don't put water on the meat, then your meat's going to become treif. So that's what the kids are talking about. So basa shalei nimlach, basa that wasn't salted. V'chol yom shlishi shalei b'Shabbos, and the third day fell on a Shabbos. Shimla yiduchu yei nesa, that if you don't wash it, it's going to become an aser. Yesh adicha yidei akum, you should wash it with a goy. Aval al yidei Yisrael aser. But through Yisrael, it's aser. Now, what's the big iser? So maybe it softens the meat. That's what some say. Maybe it's like a form of preparing it to cook. Yeah, fine. Nunches aser l'mareach retia. It is aser to shmir ointments on a bandage. V'chein shava, and same thing with wax, aizefes, or tar. V'chein aser l'itein shava aishemen av v'nekev l'sasmei. It's aser to take wax or thick oil and put into a hole to close it up. L'dabka al ezer davar l'simen, or to stick it onto something as a simen. All right, meaning even though you're not smearing it, because we're afraid that you're going to smear it. Fine. But food, it is mutter to spread out, like you can make a cream cheese sandwich. Kegoin chema or butter. Al halechem mekadoim, and that's allowed because that's considered derech achila. That's fine. Now, can you? The place can say it's better not to frost a cake. All right. Meaning, but frosting a cake is a lot more of an avoida than just spreading out cream cheese or butter onto your bread. Nuntes also lishbor elachta kol davar sheino maichel. You're not allowed to break or cut anything that's not food. Aval mashu maichel, and but something that's food, afilu rak lebehema, even for a behema, mutter it's mutter. V'lochein mutter lachta kash lachtes b'shino. You're allowed to cut straw if you need. You have something stuck in your teeth. So you're allowed to make a toothpick out of the straw. V'atzei b'samim, and b'samim mutu limlol, you can roll it the lick time and cut it in order to smell it. But few him kashim kates, even if they're hard like wood, have a lick time as in g'day lachza shinov aser. But cutting them in order to do your teeth, that's aser. Right, meaning to do it to take out the smell. So you don't care what size it is. So then that's okay. But to do it with a toothpick, so then you're mamish creating some sort of toothpick out of that. So then it's a problem. So why buy straw? Why buy straw is okay. All right? Because that's really meant for animals to eat. So then it's more of a het. Samach, Elon, Benju Lach, Benju Yavish, a tree, whether it's like wet or whether it's dry, in mishtamsha by shum tash, meaning whether it's a dead tree or a live tree, you're not allowed to use the tree at all. Even if you don't shake the tree. Because if you shake the tree, it's, even without that, it's muksa. You're not allowed to go up the tree. You're not allowed to hang on it. Right? You're not even allowed to put something on it. To take anything off the tree. Or to tie a behema onto it. And anything similar to that. You can't even use the side of the tree, which means something that's attached to the tree. If you have a basket hanging on a tree, you're not allowed to take anything out of that basket. Or to put it in it. Because this basket is the size of the tree. If you have a nail that's stuck into the tree of all of Tali Sal, and then the basket's hanging on the nail, which is on the tree, then you're allowed to take out of that basket, or to put into it, because then it's already twice removed. It's the sides of the sides. So that's okay. The Sal also, but you can't take the basket. Or to hang the basket, because then you're using the nail, that's only the side of a tree. So this is common in the people who want to hang a hammock. Right? So we want to hang a hammock and they're, in between two trees. Right? So they want to, so you can't hang it. If you hang the wires straight on the tree, that's not allowed. But you hang it on the sides of the tree, meaning onto nails that are on the side of the tree, that is allowed. Okay, we will stop over there.
Do another one?